The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the places of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. As you can tell, I am a few years younger than the usual pastors. My name is Liliana Shippey, and this upcoming school year, I will be in 10th grade. As most of you know, 10th grade is when you get confirmed. Not long ago, in one of our meetings about confirmation, Pastor Aaron explained that one of our options for faith projects was to preach a sermon. As soon as I heard that, my entire face lit up. I knew at that moment that God was calling me to do this, and that's why I'm here today. When I first read through today's scriptures, I noticed something. They all share a common theme: humility, kindness, and hospitality. Each reading gives us a picture of how God invites us to see ourselves and others differently. And at the center of it all is an image we can all understand, where we sit at the table and who gets invited to sit with us. In Proverbs 25, we hear this advice: do not put yourself forward in the king's presence. It is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower. In other words, don't fight for the best spot. Pride can lead to embarrassment, but humility makes room for grace. The word humility originates from the Latin word humilitas, meaning lowliness or humbleness. This Latin term ultimately traces back to humus, meaning earth or ground. The concept of humility therefore relates to being grounded, modest, or unpretentious. Psalm 112 takes this even further. It describes a person who is gracious, merciful, generous, and unshaken by fear. Their worth doesn't come from being first in line or sitting at the best table. Their strength comes from being rooted in God. This psalm reminds us, status does not define us. Character does. Hebrews 13 brings the wisdom down to earth. It says, show hospitality to strangers, remember those who suffer, and be content with what you have. It ends with this: do good and share with others, for such sacrifices please God. That struck me. It means that simple kindness, generosity, even the little things, they are not just good manners, they are acts of worship. Realizing that something as simple as opening a door for someone or giving a compliment is an act of worship to God can completely change the way you see life. And then we come to the gospel in Luke. Jesus is at a meal, and he notices people rushing for the best seats at the table. He tells them, don't do that. Sit in the lower place. Let the host invite you higher. Then he says something even more astounding. When you give a banquet, don't just invite your friends and neighbors who can repay you. Invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, because they cannot repay you. That, Jesus says, is a true blessing. This reminded me of a moment I saw while I was on a San Diego church trip this past summer. We were helping serve and prepare meals for those experiencing homelessness, and while I was waiting for someone to call me over for help, I saw an interaction between two of the people there. Let me give some backstory. Everyone who comes in gets a meal, and only certain people get certain things if their doctor feels they need it in their diet. These certain things can be milk, cereal, ice, or a snack pack. While I was watching these two people, they weren't sitting very closely, but started talking at one point. After a while, I saw the first person hand over to the second person his cereal and milk. While that doesn't seem like much to us, I could see the way the second person's face lit up as the first person gave over his own items. They were at the same place in life, and the first person gave up things knowing he wasn't getting anything in return. That moment was a picture of the gospel. The small act of kindness and humility changed how I saw things. The first person had little to give and still gave it all. And isn't that exactly what God does for us? We didn't earn a seat at his table. We couldn't possibly repay him. But God invited us anyway. And because we've been welcomed, we are called to welcome others. The truth in all of today's readings is this. God's kingdom does not work like the world's. The world says, fight for the top spot. Stick with the people who can pay you back. And popularity is everything. Society focuses so much on celebrities and social media that we often lose sight of what truly matters in life and why we're here. But God says, step back. Lift others up, and invite those who are forgotten. So what does this look like for us? It might mean letting someone go first, or sitting with someone who's left out and alone, or sharing with someone who has nothing to give back. They might seem like small choices, but in God's eyes, they are holy and they are mighty. The good news is this. In Christ, we already have the most important seat, the one God has prepared for us. The best seat in the house isn't the one we take for ourselves, but the one God gives us. And in his kingdom, even the lowest place can become a place of honor. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, you invited us to your table not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Help us to live with humility, to show kindness without expecting anything in return, and to make room for the ones the world forgets. Remind us that the true honor is not found in the highest seat, but in following the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself for our sake. Bless us as we go out from here so that our words and actions may reflect your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.